And this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, back from our week off as the result of...
We're going to all do it, okay?
Oh, so we're not going to be honest, all right?
Yeah, we're going to be honest. As the result of a promotion of our classics, and yes, we were reinstalling some equipment.
Right, yeah.
As I understand it, Phil, don't worry about it.
Anyways, Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I already said that.
No, I didn't say I'm Margaret Gray.
Do I go? Yes, you go. I'm General Galen Shaw.
I think a lot of it's just confusion, Phil.
It's not confusion. You have a tendency, Margaret, to want to spill your guts every time there's some sort of...
Spill my guts as if I'm some greasy punk?
As if she's a greasy punk in an interrogation room?
No, not as if you're a greasy punk.
No, you gotta be honest, Mr. Henry.
Hey, for the last time, it's up to me to tell people what happened.
What happened?
Nothing happens. We had a promotion we wanted to do to roll out our classics because we are doing a 2 months for 99 cents. Am I right or am I wrong?
That's technically correct, yes. But,
and then we also were replacing some equipment which we had to send away to Texas for.
Yeah, well, the original board, you see,
I'll do it. We were replacing some equipment.
All right, suit yourself.
Well, you told the BSPs.
I told the BSPs. That's what the BSP, they get to know that, and everybody else. You want to know what happened with the, you know, you want to get the inside scoop on this show, get a backstage pass, and then you'll find out all the behind the scenes, what really goes on, my moods, my opinions, my thoughts, my feelings, and the medication that I'm on week to week, bud.
Now then, thank you for that grotesquery. We do have an awful lot of the sponsors who are regular sponsors on the program. They do want theirs. As I got a call...
What do you mean they want theirs?
I got a call from Dean Wheeler, and he said, when do I get mine? And I said, what are you talking about?
Well, he's talking about...
I'll say it. What is everyone butting in for?
Well, go ahead, spit it out.
Yeah, spit it out.
How dare you say spit?
Hey, come on!
Man, boy, one day...
Yeah?
One day back.
Said it anyway.
I'll say spit, and you don't... Man, I wouldn't...
All right, hold on.
Anyway, Dean Wheeler called. He wants to plug yoga. Pardon me. That happens to be a physical discipline, a system of physical exercise, not someone's girlfriend, as this one over here said.
Margaret, you didn't need to mention it. No one would have known.
This vulgarity here...
Margaret, as the general just said, you're pointing out what he said.
Oh.
Yeah, see? No one would have known.
I'm telling you right now, Phil... And then we have Ted Bell, who will talk about, the salad bar there at Ted's Beverly Hills. And we also have Bob Green.
Now, what is Bob Green talking about?
What happened there?
Yeah, but so, you know, what is the...
It sounded as if there was some kind of a mental... In other words, the slate went blank for about 2 seconds.
What is Bob Green talking about?
Jesus.
Well,
he's talking about the eclipse of the sun, and if you go blind...
Yeah, he's selling some stuff in case you go blind. It's a gag.
What's a gag?
Man, don't look at me. It's not my idea. Bob Green is selling tin cups, walking canes, you know.
As a gag.
Yeah, it's just a gag.
As a gag about what?
About the eclipse, man.
Ain't you heard, Phil? When you look at the sun...
What's happened to you, anyway?
What do you mean, what's happened to me?
Ain't I heard.
I'm sorry, I...
Sort of relapsed back into her days when she was... Walking the dirt roads.
I'll do it. I had a little bit of a memory lapse back when I was walking some of the dirt roads of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and you...
Don't say it. God almighty, what are you laughing at?
Is this getting back to that song you sang, Pluto Ain't No Planet No More?
I had an instinct...
She had an instinct to sing it, yeah. Margaret, did you really do that?
I don't want to bring it up. Thank you.
You walk the back road.
I said I don't want to bring it up. Robert, there's nothing that... Nothing keeping me back from kicking your ass in the same lot with him. Do you understand?
All I'm saying...
Do you understand?
Margaret, they've got it, okay? Look at me when you're talking, especially when you're going to kick somebody's ass, because I'm the guy who's legally liable for it.
You should have seen this, ladies and gentlemen. He goes, because I'm the guy. You're putting your hands on your chest and then waving them backwards as if you're the Virgin Queen or something.
All right. Enough, because, man, I got to get into this thing and then get out of it, all right? Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, and I haven't even been on mic, have I?
I'm talking to right now, Mr. Rendon, you haven't.
If I'm not on mic, man, then tell me, okay?
What?
Tell me if I'm not on mic.
Yeah, Dave's on mic.
Who's mic? The microphone.
Oh, Jesus.
My God, Phil, you are really on edge.
I just want to get this show going.
You know what, folks? You know what this is? Donald Trump tomorrow night.
Now, never mind about that. You know, Phil, no. We're not going there. Today. Yes, today. Dean Wheeler is going to be with us. Dean is attempting, he's going to further try to promote yoga, describing a couple of exercises they do in yoga. He'll be on the program. One of the reasons why we're talking to Dean and to Ted and to Bob today, hopefully I get all of them on, is because they're regular sponsors. They pay for commercial time on the show, and we did not have an entire week of shows as the result of, yes, doing a promotional fill for our archives, for our BSP, playing 5 hours out of our archives, and yeah, as I mentioned, replacing a piece of equipment that we had to send for Texas, or send to Texas for.
Send for Texas.
Sent to Texas.
What?
We had to send out to Texas to get this piece of equipment.
You know, that was a very interesting discussion you had with the BSPs. Well, never mind.
Yeah, because I don't want to do it on the air.
I know. You know, it's very selfish. I understand that the backstage pass...
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You people don't know what you're missing.
All right, I don't want to... So we have Dean Wheeler, who will talk about yoga. Ted Bell on the one... He says it's a no-limit salad bar.
Yeah, Ted Bell has been going on and on and on about this. He even called me up, and he said, what gives? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, every time I tell somebody that's it for the salad bar, they look at me like I arrived from another world, from a world where the gravity is so heavy and intense that I don't look human. And I said, what in Christ are you talking about?
You're kidding.
No. He's a...
When was this?
On the phone last night. People look...
Well, do you mind?
No. He said, I tell the guys, what are you doing? They say, you said it's a no-limit salad bar.
By guys, you talking about the customers?
Yes. They said, you said it's a no-limit salad bar. And he said, yes, that's right. And then they look at me, according to Ted, as if he's a being from a planet with way far more gravity...
Then what?
Then this one. You see, you're looking at me.
What does that mean, anyway?
I think it's his way of saying that because he looks as if he comes from a planet with far more gravity, he's small and reptilian, right?
Yes, exactly. So they're looking at him as if he's a small reptile.
But then why not say that, man? Go around, 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 around.
What are you trying to...
I'm here, man. Go around, around.
I'll deal with it. Okay, thank you very much, General. That was fantastic. Now, we also...
Well, wait, hold the phone, man. Trying to make me look like a chump?
No, I want to get away, far away from everything you guys are talking about and move on to the next topic, because you cats are weird.
I'm weird? This is the guy that...
No, just the description alone.
That was Ted Bell.
And Ted said...
Don't repeat it. Also, Bob Green will be with us. He'll have snack foods, and he's going to have a little bit of an eclipse festival there outside of Fraser Foods in Buena Park for the eclipse tomorrow, selling, he says, as a gag.
Well, he's going to be selling, I don't know what you're laughing about, sunglasses.
Because it's funny?
Yeah, it's real funny. People going blind because they're looking at the eclipse.
Sunglasses, walking sticks, and tin cups.
And what is that?
It's called it's a gag, okay? He's going, hey, everybody, ha, 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 don't go blind.
Do you know, I read an article this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we are.
I might have told you guys, but I haven't told my audience. I read an article this past week, and a guy, he's now in his 70s. He was walking home from high school in the early 60s, he and his friend, and they looked up. They remembered it was the eclipse of the sun, a solar eclipse.
Yeah, I believe it is. It's a solar eclipse, which means that the moon's passing in front of it.
The moon's passing in front of the sun.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
So he looked up and he saw the eclipse, and you know you're not supposed to stare at it, and he did, and he realized what he saw was like a blast of a flashbulb. And to this day, he has a black spot in the middle of his right eye.
Oh, so he didn't go stark raving blind.
No, but he has no real clear vision out of one of his eyes as the result of this, man. That, you don't think that's bad enough?
Well, it's bad.
Well, we thought it was going to be... We thought it was tin cup time, you know.
Yeah, we thought it was sidewalk tapping time.
Which was the song that you heard about that, right?
Yeah, we wrote the song. Go ahead, Margaret.
Wait a minute.
You didn't get the call.
I called up and left a message.
About what?
About the song, sidewalk tapping time.
Yeah, hey, you know that?
Hank Ballard. All right, we won't do it then.
And is that a gag?
Well, it's about people going blind looking at the clips.
All right, I've had enough of those jokes, man, okay?
All right, Phil, God.
We're trying to have a couple of laughs back from this interminable time off. Never mind.
Yeah, well, let's never mind, man. Let's do what William Holden said there in Stalag, whatever it was. Let's pretend like we never met. Here is the, right now, traffic with Bob Bacon. Bob?
He's going to try the 15 freeway right now. He's going to try and get up the top of the alleyway because right now there's no time down in the trapped in is what I'm trying to say here. Going out there to the traffic village. It's got to be back about 5 o'clock with Ben Vereen. And Ben Vereen was down there as well, too. It's got drawing tied to Scott Pohn and Ben Vereen, both of them looking to buy. Let's go over to the Skyboy.
Hi, Mom. I'm down here on the 405 freeway. I'm telling you, I'm going to change your pants and they shake your big whole time to see. She's had that thing there a long time now, so I wonder when she's going to lose on that thing then, and probably sell it for a lot of money. So we have the boy Sky Baby Sweet Jam.
Boy, look, there's Ben Vereen. I guess he wants $300 worth. Boy, Sky Baby Sweet Jam.
There's never a line at Roscoe's in the Park for the big 2-foot-high ice cream cones. They stack that ice cream one on top of the other until you've got a 2-foot-high ice cream cone that no way you can possibly eat, not without about 100 napkins, not sitting in your car, that's for sure, not valuing any piece of furniture that you own, not valuing any clothing that you own. There's never a line at Roscoe's. The 2-foot-high ice cream cone. Why? Because we can. At Roscoe's, we serve the most delicious ice cream you've ever had in your life. We have a 2-foot-high ice cream cone, and we've got a big banana split, 6 feet long, 4 feet wide. You must eat it alone. Sorry, but you must. The banana split that you must eat alone, 6 feet long, 4 feet wide, and the 2-foot-high ice cream cone at Roscoe's. There's never a line. Roscoe's, 6143 Medley, in the park. We lied.
Mervin's chicken breasts, thighs, wings, legs. The chicken breasts, thighs, wings, and legs. Special on for tomorrow, 4 o'clock till 6. Sun up to sundown, nothing like Mervin's. Thighs, wings, legs, and breasts.
Come to Mervin's Chicken in the Shack.
Or Mervin's Turkey in the Straw.
Two locations side by side.
You'll love it no end. At Mervin's.
Chicken in the Shack.
Turkey in the Straw.
6181 East Pedley in Chicken Town.
Get lessons.
World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And we're going to be moving. Studios will be moving, right, Phil?
Yeah, we are. We're moving our studios to Westlake Village. But that won't be for a while.
So we are no longer at the El Pacifico.
You weren't kidding.
No, I wasn't kidding. What made you think I was kidding?
Well, we thought it was a gag, man.
You're leaving the beach, huh?
Well, we're going to leave the beach. I'll tell you why, and it's been a long time coming. There's too much travel time, man. I can't take this commute time. And we've decided to... We're going to leave the studio intact here, but we're going to move another one over there to Westlake Village so that, you know, we can come out here occasionally.
Well, I like the beach.
You were complaining about the travel.
Yeah, you were, Miss Gray.
At first, but not now.
Well, you know what? I don't mind. I whatever makes everybody happy, I could care less. If it means I get to sleep a little longer.
But we'll tell you when we do that. We haven't even really begun to do that yet. What was that doing on football, bud?
I don't know. I kind of changed it over.
All right, so our video cast was, like, half of that was that the
Falcons-Steeler game.
All right, anyway, Ted Bell coming up here.
We owe this guy commercial time.
Ted,
I know.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, reminding you to come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, there's plenty of supper left, and there's plenty of steak, and there's plenty of ribs, and there's plenty of chicken. Come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Ted Bell joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. And Ted, again, we were gone, as you heard me mention.
Yeah, we were. I was a little bit concerned until I got a call from Bud, who said, Mr. Bell, this is, you know, Bud Dickman from the Henry Show.
Yeah, that's what I usually would say.
What did he just say?
He said that's what he would usually say.
Yeah.
All right, Bud, you'd usually say that.
Great, yeah. Anyway.
So you got a call from Bud.
Got a call from Bud, and he said that you guys were down for the week. You're going to be playing classics, and that my usual commercial time would not be honored.
and then I hear click.
What is so funny?
You know, it amazes me that I'm laughing at it, because at the time I was so enraged, I pulled the fall. I pulled the fall out of the wall.
You pulled the fall out of
the phone out of the wall. I'm sorry. So I immediately called back.
Wait, you pulled a phone out of the wall?
Yes, it was one of the old wall phones.
Well, I imagine it was a wall phone. What was that? Was it in your office?
Yes, it was in my office. Any other questions?
Hey, Ted, you can't tell us you get so angry that you pull a phone out of the wall without us asking questions.
All right, well, that's what happened. Yes, I was angry. You know, it's not, as a sponsor.
I'm sorry that I didn't call you myself.
Well, that wasn't it. I don't mind hearing from Bud. But what I do mind is the guy saying, yeah, hi, Mr. Bell. This is Bud Dickman. That's why I was trying to explain it to you. Hi, it's Bud Dickman. You won't be on the air this week. Click.
So that's, you did it like that, Bud.
I mean, what? What am I supposed to do?
Son, you're supposed to have a little bit of class.
I mean, you know, I'm a longtime advertiser on a show, Bud. The least you can do is show me some respect and wait for me to ask a question.
Why didn't you do that?
You told me to call him up and inform everybody.
Yeah, I want you to inform them.
This is what it was. Hi, Mr. Bell, this is Bud Dickman, and you won't be on the air. Click. So I call him back. Did I not, Bud?
Yeah.
I call him back. He was Bud Dickman. I said, hi, this is Ted Bell. Could you repeat what you just said to me? Since you're not going to be on the air next week, click. So this went on.
But why don't you listen to people so that in case they want to ask a question?
Because I don't want to overstep my bounds or anything. You guys all yell at me for overstep the bound.
We always yell at you for overstep the bound.
Yeah, that's that weird shorthand he speaks in.
All right, you're right, we do. But in this instance, at least you could have hung around. Never mind, all right? So I suppose you have questions.
Yeah, I've got questions. Every time I called it back, I called Bud back. Every day this past week, three times, and I got click, click, click. I don't get hung up on by my own wife without getting mad. And this guy, now come on, Phil. So I think you would owe me.
What do you mean you don't get hung up on by your own wife?
Just what I. Oh wow! Listen to the accusatory tone.
Well, you're saying that you don't get hung up on by your own wife. Why is that? Is she afraid to hang up on you?
Hey, hold on for a minute. Marcy hangs up on me left and right.
Hey, but that reminds me. You were out of the restaurant last week. You got drunk. You remember that?
I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, you got hosed, and they were telling us that Marcy left you.
No, they were wrong. She didn't leave.
Well, you were acting pretty weird, and both the chef and Rudy said that your wife had left you.
It was a highly personal and emotional day. It was something that I did. It was all my goddamn...
This is what you get for insisting on your airtime.
Hey, Margaret, you know, because I'm insisting on airtime that I pay for doesn't mean I got to bend over and go, point at my own rectum.
Hey, man.
I'm sorry.
Ted Bell is with us.
Oh, that's it, right. Wait until I say the word rectum and then say, that's Ted Bell.
But what do you want us to do?
Can't you wait for me to say something good?
We might be waiting forever. That's a good one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I'd love to hang up. You know what, Phil? I'm sorry I complained about not getting my airtime.
Everybody calm down. Now, last week...
I went through that already with you.
I want to go through it one more time, you don't mind, because we were on the air, and this might allow people to understand what happened. Last week, we had you, we had Rudy, we had Chef Chodilly. All of a sudden, you're talking kind of weird, and they tell me you're hammered.
Yeah.
Okay, and come to find out that you had a domestic situation...
We just trot the whole thing out for the... God damn, Phil.
I don't want to embarrass you. Your wife left, right?
Yes. Marcy and Josh left for a couple of days, and it's okay. It's smoothed over. We had an argument.
I'm going to ask the question that no one has the guts to ask. Did it have to do with you fooling around with the waitresses there?
You know, that's dirty pool, Henry.
It was on the air. I mean...
I didn't say it.
Well, your staff did.
Yes. Okay? Everybody happy?
Wow.
What is with the wow?
You're fooling around with another lady and everything.
I didn't fool around with another lady.
Well, then what happened? Because everybody was talking about that condom and the clam chowder thing.
That was last year. And nothing to do with this year. And what happened this time, I was with Clorinda Fine. You know Clorinda? She's our hostess.
No, I don't know her.
Yeah, I know the girl.
All right. So she asked me to come out to her car... because she's got something she wants me to see. And I said to Marcy, I'm on the phone with Marcy, I said, Clarinda said she wants to show me something in her car. And then, unfortunately, I hung up, and I shouldn't have done that, because that made Marcy very, very upset. It made her very suspicious.
Wait, you were on the phone with Marcy?
Yes. And Clarinda said, I want to show you something in my car. And I said, oh, hold on, Marcy. I got to look at something Clarinda wants to show me in her car. And instead of putting her on hold, I hung up on her. I go out to the car, and Clarinda shows me a photocopy of a Beverly, an article in the L.A. Times when they opened the restaurant in Beverly Hills, the first Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I said, this is fantastic. And she had it laminated and gave it to me.
So why did you tell Marcy that?
I was going to tell her that, but she had the kid in the car, and they were gone.
Are you I don't believe this.
Well, hey, you know.
Well, I'll tell you the mistake you made.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Let's make this about me. It's all about me.
Yeah, he said she's going to show you something in the car, and then she just, you, then it's click.
What?
She said she wanted to show you something. I admit that she was very hasty. You hanging up on her didn't help.
Yeah, let's just talk about this. I'm not blaming you for anything. But you did hang up on her after you said, I want to go out there and see something she wants to show me.
I said to her, I said, hey, Marcy, honey, you remember Clarinda Fox, the one with the big... God damn it.
See, as long as you keep talking, Ted, all this information comes out and you look like an ass.
I'm not looking like it. I didn't do anything wrong, all right?
No, you didn't do anything wrong, but that's why she got in the car and split.
So, no one here is saying you did anything wrong necessarily, but you certainly worded things in the wrong way.
What did I do? All right, so I said to her, look, it's what we call restaurant speak. It's got nothing to do with anything. I said, honey, Marcy, you remember the girl Clarinda, the waitress that's got the big boobs? And she said, yeah. I said, she wants to show me what she's got. And I probably said she instead of she's. And Marcy took that to mean kind of pimp talk.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Don't be a smartass, Ted.
I said, hey, Marcy, remember the girl with the big boobs? She wants to show me what she got.
She got?
Yeah, I didn't pluralize. I didn't make it possessive.
Man, there's something fishy about this.
I'll say there's something fishy about it.
I swear to Almighty God, that's exactly what happened.
And then click.
Yes, instead of putting her on hold, I hung up on her.
To be continued.
No, not to be continued.
No, there's a whole lot of stuff that's not right.
There's a lot of the blank spaces that need to be filled in. First of all, Ted, I want to ask you something.
Hey, Margaret, what is it with you? Are you the arbiter of all that is moral on that show, and everyone's going to hang around and wait for her royal highness to dispense all of her judgments?
Don't you laugh, you dirty...
I'm not kidding you. I mean, it happens all the time.
I want to be clear on something. When you said Clarinda, the one with the big boobs, wants to show me what she got, then you hung up.
Yes.
Well, I don't blame your wife for leaving.
I think it's flimsy, personally.
What's flimsy?
I think Marcy splitting is flimsy. Okay?
Well, you know, that girl is still on pins and needles because of the whole condom and the clam chowder episode.
You know, Ted, you want to clean your act up.
What is it with you people anyway?
You got to clean your act up so your wife isn't so suspicious of you. Hanging around that restaurant.
I work my ass, to quote the great Arthur Barnes, I work my ass off. And I'm always...
Thanks a lot, Ted.
Yeah, you hung up on him.
I know. Oh, yeah, he's got a sponsorship. Never mind. All right, I hung up on you by mistake. Go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
Finish your comment.
I work my ass off in this restaurant, okay? And if I... Forget it.
Thank you.
But what a horse dude. Yeah, come on down to Ted's Beverly Hills, and when you do, make sure you walk up to me and say, oh, you're the guy that went out to the parked car and hung up on your wife, even though you didn't do anything wrong. You know what I...
You know, Ted...
And I wanted to talk about the salad bar.
Ted Bell,
he's right about that.
About what?
He wanted to talk about the salad bar.
Well, we don't have time for the salad bar right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, your royal highness...
But hold on. I'll give the instructions. We don't have time for the salad bar right now, if you don't mind.
Okay, Margaret, thank you.
Yeah, Margaret, thanks a lot.
Hey.
Yeah, Margaret, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Margaret.
Phil Hendry Show.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, stick around, man. Ted... Well, no, not Ted Bell. Bob Green?
Yeah, Bob Green.
Bob Green's going to be up to talk to us about... The Eclipse special, he's got a Ted's, not Ted's,
at Fraser Foods.
At Fraser Foods.
That'll be Bob Bell.
I mean, Ted Green.
Bob Green
at Fraser Bell.
No. It'll be at Ted Fraser's of Beverly Hills, Buena Park.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry here for our backstage pass. As you know, we have a special on right now, 2 months for 99 cents. Now, what is that about? Are we kidding? No, we're not. No, we are not. This past week, you heard what we called our Week of Classics. We sampled an hour from many, many years of the Phil Hendry Show in national syndication and otherwise. And you heard a pretty good sampling of what is in our 30,000-hour archive. Now, along with all of that great radio, we have various podcasts and videocasts. We have various interviews that we did for radio and television. We have a couple of TV pilots that we did. And it's all there for your perusal as a member of the Backstage Pass. You also get the Friday Night Chats. We sit down and talk about things very, very personal to the Phil Hendry Show. And we also have, of course, our live streaming show that we're doing right now on Sundays. There's so much more, and in fact, if I had the time, which I don't, I'd tell you all about it. Actually, I do have the time, because I can make as much time as I want to, but I'm going to pretend like we're on a very tight schedule. Just get a backstage pass, and this is the time to do it. 2 months for 99 cents. That's 2 months for 99 cents. It's a limited time offer. Sign up today.
You won't regret it.
Well...
Windswept Homes.
Yes, Windswept Homes. 10 miles from the downtown Los Angeles corridor, Windswept Homes provides you with 3, 4, 5-bedroom homes with a view of the Pacific Ocean and beyond. In fact, if you can't see China, Jack, you ain't looking hard enough. Windswept Homes. Starting at $600,000. Windswept Homes. What do I get for my 600 grand? Yes. I'll be with you in a minute. Windswept Homes. 10 miles from the Los Angeles corridor. What's that? Got me. Windswept. Call 555-WINDSWEPT. That's 555-GOT-ME. That's 555. If you can't see China, you ain't trying hard enough. Visit our Windswept Home Realty office. Talk to Bill, Madge, or Timmy. All of them will tell you the same thing they told me. You can't afford to even sniff one of our houses, so why bother? At Windswept Homes, you get every kind of accommodation and more. Buy a house now. Buy it. Pay cash. Forget about the bank. Beg, borrow, steal, give blood. But buy a Windswept Home. From Porco Construction.
Yeah, man. Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hey, bud, you know, and you too, Robert, I'm off mic a lot, you know?
Yeah, what about it?
What about it?
What about it? You're supposed to tell me.
You guys are supposed to pay attention.
I've been listening to, I listened to the last shows we did before we went out on vacation for the Classic Week, and I'm listening to all kinds of off-mic shit. Your engineering sucks, Jack.
You talking to me or him?
I'm talking to both of you guys.
What am I supposed to do if a guy's off mic?
You tell him to get on mic.
Well,
yeah. Say, hey, General, or Phil, or Margaret.
You're not saying that I was off mic.
Well, you might have been.
No, I will not have that.
Oh, Margaret, I got it. You tell turn the music off.
Sorry.
You tell people they're off mic.
Well, I don't think it's professional enough.
Well, it's better that than, have them be off mic. Are you allowed to talk about this? Mr. Henry's the host.
Hey, friend. All right, wait. Yes, bud, just listen, man. We're talking about it now, aren't we? And we're on the air.
Oh, I didn't know we were on the air.
Yes, we are on the air.
You put him on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember pointing at me?
Yeah.
And then what'd you do? You forgot you did that?
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to have you in for a brain scan or something, huh?
Please don't do that, Mr. Henry. You scared me.
Well, then start taking your job seriously.
Margaret, I got it. I want you guys to start paying attention, because when I listen to the air checks of this thing, and I'm hearing people 8 miles off mic, I know you're having a lot of fun and all that bull crap.
Yeah.
All right, folks, world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, is our friend Bob Green. And Bob, the eclipse of the sun, this is a solar eclipse. And I've never known you not to take advantage on some level of a major event. I remember when you had, you've always had the summer specials, you had the Valentine's Day specials.
And let's talk about what you're afraid to mention, Phil, and that is when the train crashed there in Glendale and Costco got all that free advertising, yeah. We staged our own train crash. I'm not proud of that. I'm not necessarily ashamed of that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. You're not ashamed of it.
No, I'm not, General, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, there wasn't really a train crash.
But you had a lot of emergency services that showed up. You should have been not sued. You could have been arrested.
No, I could not have been arrested because I talked to the DA. And he said, did you send those emergency? I said, I didn't do anything. And they said, did emergency services show up? I said, no, they did not. Those were trucks painted as if they're emergency services that I purchased and had renovated.
All right, so you tried to stage what looked like an actual accident scene.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
Hey, Phil, what do you mean, you know what? You broadcast the show.
I know I broadcast the show. I wasn't aware of the fact that that those emergency services trucks were phonies.
Yeah, you don't think I'm going to actually divert real traffic there, do you?
Well, what did the city say?
The county already knew about it. I informed them. Oh,
God damn it, Green, you got to do that.
What?
You're blowing my eardrums out with that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I would expect a little bit better coverage by your show.
All right, well, then I'm sorry I brought it up. I was going to bring it up as an example of a really good promotion.
Then what do you want to break my balls for over that?
Would you watch your language?
Why would you break my castanets over that whole thing with the emergency services?
I didn't know, Bob, that those were phony trucks. I remember you did the promotion. I remember that I thought it was wrong of you to say there was a... Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. So, I'm right, you're wrong, yet again. Me one, you nothing.
Probably more than that, Mr. Green.
You're right, probably... Bob Green, 3.
All right, I got it. So what's happening this weekend?
Thank you very much for such a... What a floral introduction. Good.
Phil, you might want to do it again.
Do it again? You might want to do it again.
Yes, you might want to do it again. And now from Fraser Foods, it's Bob Green, and he'll be having his solar eclipse special today and tomorrow. It's on right now. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Phil, thanks a lot. And we are selling tin cups, walking canes, and sunglasses because of the eclipse of the sun, and as you know, if you look at it, it'll blind you. We are out here at...
All right, so may I say something?
No, you may not. This is a promotion for my... God!
Come on, Mr. Henry. You gotta let him promote it.
What's your problem?
Nothing. Go ahead.
So, if you look at the sun, it could blind you, but we've got sunglasses, we got walking sticks, walking canes, and tin cups that you can use to raise money to have a living when you go blind from looking at the eclipse of the sun. How about that, Phil?
No, I'm not gonna say anything.
All right. Because I'll tell you something, we've already gotten commendations from JPL, from the Mount Wilson Observatory, and Palomar for warning people not to look at the sun. Oh, how about that?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. So you were about to break my castanets over that.
You are telling me that because you're selling tin cups, sunglasses...
Yeah, the kind of old blind... The kind of blind people. The blind people's sunglasses. You got to be very specific.
What do you mean, blind people's sunglasses?
That is a specific kind. They wrap around the head.
Yeah, these wrap around your noggin. I'm serious. They call them noggin wraps. And I wouldn't say that...
Noggin wraps, huh?
Mr. Henry,
That's what they're called?
That's what they're called.
All right, so you're selling noggin wraps?
Phil, this is a public service he's doing.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
What a cynic.
That's me. That's me. You've already gotten commended by JPL, Mount Wilson, and Palomar.
I can hear you smiling. I can almost see you smiling. I can see you going, hee-hee-hee-hee. I'm telling you, Mr. Henry, that I am selling tin cups.
Why do you advertise on my show?
Tin? What?
Why do you advertise on this show?
What kind of a question is that?
Yeah, what are you asking that for? I'm curious, because here we are screaming at each other. I don't like the promotion you're doing. You don't particularly like me criticizing you. We're going back and forth, and yet you still pay to be on this show.
Because it's cheap, all right?
Oh, there you go, Phil. You wanted it, you got it.
God damn, Mr. Henry.
Nice going.
It's El Cheapo. I can get a 3 hours on your show that cost me 2 minutes on other shows.
Sorry I said something.
Yeah. Can I continue?
Go ahead.
So anyway, folks, come on down to Bob's of Beverly Hills. That's, boy, I hope that never happens. Come on down.
Why not?
Because I'm not. Come on down to Fraser Foods. I'm Bob Green. And remember, pick up your noggin wraps.
you guys are a little too squirrely. You think things are a little funnier than they are, Phil.
Maybe. But it's my first day back, so why not?
Anyway, what we're doing here, Phil, is warning people, don't look at the sun when the solar eclipse happens. You can damage your eyeballs. Now, I don't know about you going stark raving blind, but I do know that people can get eye damage, damage to the retina.
That is true, because of the man that we were reading about.
Excuse me, can I do it?
Go ahead.
It's my commercial, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Because a guy I was reading about yesterday was walking home from high school and actually did burn the retina of his, the inside of his eyeball someplace, I don't know where. And frankly, I don't care. The point is, you could harm your eye. And that guy they were interviewing, to this day, Phil, even though you already said this, has a kind of a dark spot in that eye.
Well, I think I said it during a break.
Yeah, I think you did, Mr. Yeah, it's okay, Mr. Green.
All right. So I'm the first guy that said it, as far as the audience goes.
The audience.
As far as the audience goes.
Yes, you are the first guy. Robert Green with us here at Fraser Foods. They have noggin wraps. I can't believe I'm...
Yeah, these are noggin wraps. I'm trying to be taken seriously, maybe for the first time in my life, as a business owner and, yes, as a man. I want people to understand that when you come to Fraser Foods, you'll be reminded not to look straight at the sun. Otherwise, go ahead and buy one of our walking sticks, tin cups, and noggin wraps, and have a nice day.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing at all.
You mind? Can I just be hung up on?
All right, Bob, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks for nothing, Phil.
Bob Green from Fraser Foods.
Now, this is a kind of an embarrassing day, an embarrassing first day back, would you say?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think what's happening here is people are looking at the nature of my relationship with these guests over the years. These are people, folks, that buy airtime. And so far, I've had two folks on the air, one of whom was pissed off at me for even bringing up the fact that he was drunk and his wife walked out on him. All of that was on our show last week.
This might not be a very good...
I'm doing it anyway. Then we just heard here from...
You said heard.
Then we just heard...
Sorry, Phil.
From Bob Green of Fraser Foods, who's selling noggin wraps, which are sunglasses that blind people wear. And he is also selling tin cups, reminding you not to go blind by looking at the eclipse. So, and Bob thinks he's doing a big public service there. So, hey.
Coming up next.
Yeah, excuse me. Coming up next, Dean Wheeler, who is going to be talking with us about the various positions and otherwise interesting things that comes with yoga, right?
Yeah, Dean is going to explain the flotilla and the landslide. These are two positions.
What are these again?
These are two positions in yoga and how he's been wrongfully accused and besmirched and maligned. And he's trying to get yoga up off the ground because, as Dean put it to me on the phone not minutes ago, he says yoga is like a chicken trying to fly after it's had a nice big fat meal of...
I get the idea.
Right.
All right.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Because I didn't quite understand what you were saying, but that's okay. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico in Southern California. Gonna be right back.
You know, there's nothing like the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. To be a member of the Backstage Pass family, to be a part of the swirling dervish of creativity and, quite frankly, borderline alcoholism that goes along with
I've got it, Margaret. Thank you. Become a member of the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage...
Oh, there, you sounded like an alcoholic. Become a member of the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass family. You'll get all kinds of perks all the time.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. I'll do it.
You almost turned into Robert there.
I know. The backstage... forget it. Backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. 2 months for 99 cents. Get it.
Mark Furley Lincoln has done it again. At Mark Furley Lincoln, you can buy the big, full, convertible Lincolns. The big, wide Kennedy jobs. Yes, Mark Furley Lincoln has your big, wide Kennedy Lincoln now. Mark Furley Lincoln. Mark Furley Lincoln has done it again. Lincoln Continentals. Full convertible jobs, and a special running board on the back. In case one of your friends is left behind, he can leap on, crawl across the back trunk, just like the guy did in You Know What. Mark Furley Lincoln. Lincoln Continentals. Take a shot. Perco Freeway, west of Gladiola in Brownsville. Mark Furley Lincoln.
Next to Parkland Memorial.
I don't think that's funny.
What don't you think is funny?
Looking at
you, what don't you think is funny?
I don't think Mark Furley Lincoln next to Parkland Memorial is all that funny.
That is great. He's a sponsor of ours.
I don't care.
Right. Welcome back, folks. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. From the Northern California Holistic Center is Dean Wheeler. Yeah, I think we can. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, bud.
Sorry.
That was Mark Furley Lincoln, right?
Yeah, I think it's Mark Furley Lincoln still on the phone, still doing his commercial.
Hey, Dean. Sorry. sorry, you there?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, Dean Wheeler.
Sorry, we had a very, very active day, and we're very happy to get to you at the very end of the show because it'll give us a lot of time, and A lot of people have been looking forward to hearing from you and to talk about Yogo.
Well, I hope so, Phil, because Yogo, as you know, we've had a real struggle, and I have been very forthcoming about it. I haven't come out like a lot of people would and said what a smashing success it is, and everyone's just, you know, flocking. Speaking of flock of seagulls, everyone's flocking to Yogo. But the fact is, we have had some misunderstandings. Yoga is a physical regimen, and it is.
May I just ask you, is that the tribal council?
Yes, the tribal council is with us here, Margaret. That's the music you hear in the background, Phil. This is their sunset ceremony, which I think is very relaxing. We have some of the Holistic Center members who are meditating, and they're having some cactus tea and so forth.
Are they meditating while having the tea?
No. Some are meditating, general, and others are just walking the grounds.
And talking, huh?
Well, no, we don't like... When you walk the grounds, you're supposed to be just by yourself with a cup of tea, and you should be wearing a long, flowing robe. If you're laughing at me...
I'm not laughing.
That's what it is.
All right, so there's people wandering the grounds.
Not wandering the grounds, walking the grounds. Big difference.
Yeah, I guess in one instance they know what to do, and the other they don't.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Wait, somebody laughing?
No.
The general is.
I have to tell. Yes, the general was laughing.
Thank you, Margaret, for your honesty.
Why would you tell him I was laughing?
Because he has a right to know.
I do have a right to know, considering the fact that for the last week...
For the last week we weren't here and I didn't tell anybody. I'm sorry, Dean. That's why I have you on here. I wanted to give you some special time so we can hear about Yogo, the Yogo classes, the Holistic Council, etc.
It's not the Holistic Council, it's the Holistic Center. See, that proves to me you're not listening and you don't care.
I do care. Now, can we please...
I do care.
What a...
You know, Phil, the sarcasm.
Would you mind letting me... Dean, I want to know all about the Yogo classes you're having.
All right, here's number one. We had two people show up last Saturday, and that's after we started promoting it on your show. So, that doesn't reflect too kindly on you.
Dean, we don't want to be contentious here. What can we do to help?
Well, that's why I'm on today to describe Yogo and to tell you some of the things we're up against. Yogo is a series of postures.
Yeah, like in yoga.
Yes, like in yoga where they have what are called asanas, we have postures. We call them kuburas in Yogo.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. I just came up with a word because asanas... You understand?
All right, let's not ask too many questions.
I'd appreciate it. The kubura...
Well, what do you say if somebody asks you what it means?
I just told you.
Dean, you must answer them somehow.
I tell them kuburu is an ancient Indian word, and it means... a figure or something like that. I forget. I wrote it down. Kuburu...
Is that true?
No. Anything else?
You know, Dean, you're on the show and promoting this. People can hear you saying, you know, all these things. Yeah, you forgot about that, huh?
Let's just move on. Can you edit it out?
Sure, we'll edit it out.
Thank you. Kubura is a ancient Indian word that means figure, and that is what the kubura is. You are striking a figure. Now, in the first one...
Can I tell him?
No, Margaret.
Tell me what?
Nothing.
Tell me what?
It's nothing. It's fine, Dean. I just wanted to tell you that I'm planning on enrolling in your class on Saturday. You dirty...
Oh, thank you very much, Margaret. That's fantastic. It'll help with the promotion immensely.
Well, I couldn't really not do that, Dean. I believe so much in you. You owe me a big one.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know what, Margaret? We'll see you on Saturday, and I'll make sure I point you out to the other two people that are there.
Thank you very much.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Margaret Gray is a believer, and you can be too if you enroll in our yoga class at the Northern California Holistic Center or at Wheeler Resort, which, as you know, is open throughout the summer. And, of course, man camp still in full swing.
All right, Dean, so let's talk about the first kubura that you're talking about here. It's flotilla.
Yes. Flotilla is really a unique posture. It's one we're very proud of, and it's one that really frees up a lot of the nervous energy. It frees up a lot of the creative energy that goes up and down the Brocton, which is the spine. There are five centers of yeah, and those five centers of yeah correspond with the kundalini and the prana in yoga.
Yeah, see, you're losing me on this.
It doesn't matter. You don't even have to really know what these are.
The five centers of yeah?
Yes, I made it up. I mean, you can edit this out, right?
Yeah, sure.
I made it up.
Dean, these are the five centers of yeah. What does flotilla do?
All right, it's what you do with flotilla.
Yes.
In flotilla, you assume a sitting stance, a sitting posture on the floor, and then you turn your head to the right. And what you're doing is you're loosening those tendons and you're loosening those muscles, and you're really, really, really loosening and releasing the neck muscles and even the vertebrae so that you can spin your head almost completely around. You're looking backward. And you're facing forward. I just heard a laugh, and...
Bud, knock it off. You got to admit...
No, I understand what he's laughing at. No, it's not like The Exorcist. And believe me, I had one woman that did master it, Marcy Jane, who, when she turned the head completely around, she completely, what we call, fornicated yoga. She was very much one of my prime students until she turned around and she gave lip to the fornication. And she said...
What is that supposed to mean?
It means she offended Yogo by saying, what do you think of your cunting daughter now?
Oh, my God, she quoted The Exorcist.
Yes. So I was beside myself. I remember just getting up and screaming with rage and running outside.
You know, Dean, I don't think you need to be that dramatic.
Where do you get off?
Yeah, Phil, where do you get off? What are you talking about, Mr. Harry? I think a lot of... When you get that dramatic, people react to that. Now, if a person could actually twist their head so far around they're looking backwards, naturally somebody is going to make some kind of a joke.
I know they're going to make the joke. Let me make the joke. I was going to say, as soon as she turned the head completely around, I was going to say, what do you think of her now, your cunting daughter? Or, no, that's not what she said.
Do you know what she did?
Yeah, do you know what she did, your cunting daughter? So, but no, I had to let her say it, and then I got up and screamed with rage.
So, in other words, she said it before you did, and that's what pissed you off.
Yes. I knew that it was going to be very controversial.
This is called flotilla, and you actually have one woman in your class can do that.
Yes.
Is she still in the class?
Yeah, why wouldn't she be?
Well, we thought you might have run her off with all of your rage.
No, I didn't run her off. She looked at me and she said, get a sense of humor, will you? And she made a couple of crass comments.
Like what?
Thumb dick. Stuff like that. I have to live through it.
Why do you allow that?
Because these are... I need their money. They're taking the class. So that is the one lady who has mastered... I would love for you to master it, Margaret. It's called flotilla.
Well, I'd be happy to, so that you don't get insulted by your number one student.
Oh, all she said was, thanks a lot, thumb dick, and she turned her head back straight. And, you know, I'll tell you this. Once you master flotilla and you're walking down a street... and your head is turned around, facing the other way, you'll get a lot of comments and a lot of people will yell at you and call you all kinds, say, hey, there goes Linda Blair, that kind of stuff. You have to be ready for that.
Well, how can you walk down the street?
Because you can, all right, Phil? Once you master Kubura, the flotilla, you're able to walk down a street while your head's twisted around looking the other way.
And what's the next one?
The next one is called Landslide. Once again, this is something that people will make fun of. It's an extension of a kubura that we were working on. You are to stand up. You bend as far over as you can until you put your head between your legs and look up. And you should be staring directly at, you know, what we would call, technically, your ass. That's
technically.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't think of the word.
How about buttocks?
All right. Until you're staring at your buttocks. And that, again, that's also one that gets a lot of people making fun of us.
Well, Dean, can you blame them? Do you have any exercise?
What do you mean, can I blame them?
You got these exercises where there's people...
They're not exercises, Phil. They're kuburas.
Dean, they're exercises. Now, listen to me, son. You got people doing these things.
Oh, okay, General.
Hey, buddy, I don't care whether you live or die, but I'm trying to give you some advice on how to promote this thing without sounding like you're 16 chapters of The Fall of the House of Usher weird.
Jesus.
Yeah. So if you got these exercises where you're looking at your own ass and you...
Everybody done?
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I just want to know one thing.
Yes, Robert.
I mean, once you master these kuburas, turn your head around so you can stare straight back and looking at your own ass, what does that do?
What does it do? To be able to have the flexibility of limb to look up and stare at. It's not about staring at your own ass, and I apologize for ever putting it that way, but there's no other way I can say. It's about having the flexibility. Still, you're looking at your own ass. You could be looking at, well, I don't know what else you could be looking at. You could be looking past your ass to your back, but you, technically that wouldn't be good. So
I see. So you have to be looking at your own ass.
Yes. But, in, for instance, in flotilla, you just need to be staring backwards.
While you're walking forward. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Why would you walk? Why not just sit?
Well, yeah, you can sit, you can walk, you can do the dishes, whatever.
How do you do the dishes, man, when you're facing backward?
See, these are the dumbass questions, Phil.
They're good questions.
It is a spiritual state of mind. Once the head is turned so far around you're staring backwards, spiritually you should be able to see the dishes you're washing.
All right, Dean.
Oh, yeah, see...
No, that's great, and I encourage everybody to be out at the Northern California.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
We do, Dean.
Listen, I encourage everybody to go out to the Northern California Holistic Center this Saturday, coming up Saturday, and take the yoga classes there from Yoga Master Wheeler.
That's correct. I'm a yoga master one level, and Mrs. Brown or Jones, whatever the hell her name is, I tried to forget after she was... You know, making your cunting daughter references, but she's a yoga master two level because nobody can be equal to me.
Oh, I see.
You guys are going to cook in a yoga hell for the things that you've done to me.
Dean Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! What are you applauding? Well, like we finally got through the segment.
Yeah, we got through the segment all right. Dean Wheeler talking. What are you looking at?
I'm staring around. Like I thought I saw. Never mind. You thought you saw, like, Linda Blair or something?
No, I thought I saw my cat.
Your cat?
Yes. All right, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
This has been an auspicious show back, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool, and we're very, very grateful to have had you guys with us. Make sure that you take advantage, if you haven't already, our 2 months for 99 cents BSP special. Yeah! Woo! World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.